Coming through it creeping and these bitches on the prowl. Funky be the jamboree and I bet you like the style. 10 at the dough and then you could get down. Live in these moments cause the future is now. Don't tell what you saw, that's just how we trolling now. Still keep that weed, that's just how they made us now. Streets ain't no need for cap and gown. Toasting at the party, aren't you glad I made it out? Jealous motherfuckers always trying to stare you down. Keep the game. Creating my own lane. Go for money, then the fame out, I'm out. Cause that's just the way you ain't figured out. You don't know this lingo, then cover up your ears. The people tryna do us been at it for years. Ooh, with some power, go and take back this yours. Come to find out the shit stored behind doors. No appreciation while you start to feel a hunger. All that fucking money and you still under that. Niggas with no vision, time you get this shit back. Nuff, disrespect, wheels up the mass. Listen for it quiet, the retreat shall outlast. Bullshit that they willing to play. It's the same bullshit that they willing to say. Believe if you want, I'ma warm me a day and take a break. Out of this place.
Write the music and him the lyrics, or was it the other way around?
We had our own process.
So that ooh wackadoo wackadoolie doo, I'm so blue, that spring from your experience or the little brothers?
One could write a song about a horse, but in order for it to be a hit with your target audience, you'd have to have a mounted cop on him, be ripped up the ass with a Mac-10, no?
So you bought horses with your royalties, and little Jimmy's royalties, whatever became of those?
He bought horse.
Music business back then, we were breaking all the rules. Making them, breaking them as we went along.
You mean raping and pillaging?
Things haven't changed much, huh? Were we hard-nosed? Yeah. But we gave a lot of kids their start. A lot of Negro youth. Took them out of the ghetto. Kids with talent, put them on the stage.
Herman, ordinarily, I'd be more than happy to stroll down memory lane with you. But it's reparations that I seek.
Why don't we call this what it is? A shakedown.
Your own father was a silent partner in Ethno Records. Made sure that the records got airplay. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that money bought my house down to Jersey Shore. What do you want to do here, Hesh? I'm guided by you.
He's got to do the right thing, that's what.
Oh! Hey, you're way out of line, kid. Let's get some cold fucking fizzy water on your head. Thank you, Jim. Let's get right to the point, huh? What's in this for you?
If you read Chuck D's book, You know, that he advises that reparations be made by the Jewish studio moguls in Hollywood on account of the way black folks have been portrayed in film. Now, it's only germane to this argument in as much as I feel that the grievances in the music business are far worse.
You're talking to the wrong white man, my friend. My people were the white man's nigger when yours was still painting their faces and chasing zebras. As far as Louis B. Mayer is concerned, what are you, fucking nuts?
My lawyers have done a little research. I think that the final figure is somewhere around $400,000. Now, a cashier's check made to a Mrs. Idella Willis will set the record straight.
Or what?
Well, what was it that she called him? Oh, yeah. That nice man.